This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or a Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're back with Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Last year, the Missouri legislature approved a measure that required school districts to get voter approval for four-day school weeks. One of the first votes took place this week in Crystal City. And we're going to get results now from John Turner, associate professor in the Department of Counseling, Leadership, and Special Education at Missouri State University. John, you have looked at this issue for some time, so we appreciate you joining us this morning.
Glad to join you, Megan. Thank you.
So what was the outcome in Crystal City?
Well, the vote, and again, with all precincts counted on the election on Tuesday, was 86.7% yes in favor of continuing with the four-day week in Crystal City schools, and 13.2% no. So I think that qualifies as a landslide in support of the four-day week in Crystal City.
Are you surprised by this?
You know, in a way, I am surprised by the margin. Whenever you go to the vote of the people in the general election, you don't know what you're getting into. While our research has always focused on parental support, and while if I knew only parents were voting this particular election, I would say that's probably about right. Some of our research that we've done around the state shows about 80% parental support of the four-day week. But whenever you throw in every voter in a district, again, people that no longer have kids in a school, Or maybe never had kids in a school. When you throw those numbers in, I am a little surprised that in a general election you would see 86% approval. But it passing doesn't surprise me. It's just a margin that is so surprising to me.
What have surveys shown about these four-day school weeks, and you know how parents, administrators, and teachers feel about them?
Well, there's no doubt that teachers and administrators are very supportive of it. I mean, our research that we've done at Missouri State has always shown 80-90% approval amongst those school employees and even non-certified school employees that may actually be taking a financial hit when support going to the four-day week overwhelmingly. Now, the parental support is a little more complicated. I think, again, overall, our research has shown 70 and 80% approval of the four-day week in those districts that have already implemented it. If you look at research from other organizations, especially in districts where it's not implemented, then you don't see as much support. There are groups within those categories that are complicated. You know, for example, early elementary age children, their parents are less likely to support it than middle school and high school age parents. And if you have a diverse family that has both young kids and older kids, they're much more likely to support it than, again, if you only have in your household, you only have young children. So, but again, overall, we've looked at every different angle on this, and there's always been a majority support of the four-day week in those districts that have implemented in any of those categories. Again, it does get a little more complicated when you're looking at specific demographic groups.
Do we know yet whether this helps or harms student learning?
Well, those of us that have looked into this, and I'm sort of, they sort of called me the godfather of the four-day week of Missouri, because when I began researching this 12 years ago, there were only 17 four-day school week districts in the state, and now we're over 185, and next year we'll be over 190. So roughly a third of the school districts in the public school districts in Missouri will be on the four-day week next year, and I've been around since there were just a couple of dozen. And so looking over that trend overall, we've been very reluctant to go through and look at academic performance because it was growing so fast. You only had one or two years of data because the numbers were growing so fast. But DESE, our Department of Education, took on the study a couple of years ago with an outside source, an outside research organization, and what they found in Missouri that it had no impact, neither positive nor negative. And so, of course, DESE has access to all the data, all of those particular parts that would be great for research on this particular subject. And again, DESE's finding says that the four-day week doesn't show a benefit, doesn't show a negative, at least within the state of Missouri.
Is it a good thing that we are now asking these districts in bigger areas to vote on this issue?
Well, again, I think that's complicated. You know, whenever that first came out as part of the legislature last year, when it was first rolled out, I think it was particularly Senator Beck, in your area, went to require voters to go through and adopt the four-day week in their district, or at least reconfirm it. That was going to apply to all four-day school week districts in the state. And again, about a third of our districts are on the four-day week of the state. And there was immediate pushback, especially from the rural area school districts, before it ever got a vote. And that was when it went back and was modified to go through. And the way that Senate Bill 727 was actually passed last year really defined it down to only those districts, those four-day school week districts that are in charter counties or are the school district is part of a city with more than 30,000 population. Only those people have to vote on the four-day week. The smaller rural school districts that have been dominant in the four-day school week range, they continue to be able to make those decisions just by a simple vote of the 7-member school board. By looking at the larger school district, I think it is going to be complicated. Of course, in your area, the Fox School District has looked at the 4-day week, has not gone forward with it. The largest school district in Missouri on the 4-day week is the Independent School District in the Kansas City suburban area. And again, they have over 16,000 students in that district, a large metropolitan area school district. And so they're going to have to vote on it here by the summer of 2016, by next year. And it's going to be very interesting to see. Again, I think there's overwhelming support in the small rural school districts in Missouri as they're challenged to recruit and retain teachers. But it will be very interesting to see, how these larger school districts, specifically Independence, is on my radar moving forward because of its size in the Kansas City metro area. When they go through the vote, it's going to be very interesting to see how that goes.
John, thanks for joining us this morning.
Appreciate it, Megan. Thank you.
That is John Turner with Missouri State University on KMOX.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.